Okay. So I had very interesting discussion with my buddy.
Your body?
With my buddy. It said that, man, you are getting older every year. So that's the anicca. One question to Sayadaw. You have said that awareness is not enough. So could you need wisdom and understanding. So could you explain more about that process when awareness is changing into wisdom and understanding?
It doesn't change. It just starts including it. Tu kanakua. Tu say na discussion lo de. Se ya phila bi lo pyo de de. Ne tai po o la bi bo le. Da mae ai chang tu tha ma pyo. Tu pyo de. Nei sa lo pyo. Ya. Tu di thai ye shin pya.
Ya.
Da di lo lao lo pyo. Lao lo pyo. Tu da di ya belo lo nyam phit twa ma le de. Nyam phit twa ra lo.
Khu ka
Every time you are mindful, the five faculties, you know the five faculties, they work together. Yes? So whenever we are mindful, five faculties, you know, the sati, the virya, samadhi, sada, and panya, they work together. And he says, if we don't have any understanding of the Dhamma at all, if we don't have any knowledge of the Dhamma, Siyadra says, then although we may be aware of something, it won't necessarily give rise to insight or more understanding of the nature of things. So we do have to have some background information.
Now, intelligent, the nyanshita lua, the di thai nyanha pala, ta tua tua ni lu, ta siya tabawa, siya lu, siya,
So he says, and panya, the you know, the part called panya, it's panya can be learned wisdom, it's our own innate wisdom, and then it is first it's just like the second hand knowledge, right? Like what we read and what we hear and so on. And then there is our own innate wisdom, and then there is the wisdom that we learn from experience and from insight. And Siyadaw said that it's the second one, our own innate wisdom, or we might call it intelligence. Siyadaw says that it inevitably works with awareness, right? Because we have it. So when we're being mindful, it works together with mindfulness and to help us to learn to be more skillful when we're being mindful, right? To be more skillfully mindful. And so the more that quality is strong in a person, Sierra says, the more curious that mind is, then that mind tends to, whatever experience it has. He says, it's like if you ask someone to do something once, twice, three times or more times, someone who has a curiosity about that, if their wisdom is about that, that person's will start becoming more skillful in it, maybe more efficient in it, maybe they'll discover ways to do it better, you know, so that's how wisdom comes in and works for a person. So whether it's in mundane things or in awareness. And he says you'll find that some people will just follow instructions and, you know, they'll just keep doing the same thing but not expand on their with their own understanding of things. So this understanding of whether something is necessary or not, whether it's beneficial or not, whether this is useful, whether this is the right thing to do, you know, Sierra says all that is explained, they're categorized as something in Pali called the sampajanyas, the clear comprehensions. And so when there is clear comprehension and it works together with the awareness, then also it paves the way for more clear, more skillful mindfulness. He says when we are being aware of something, he says, what sort of mindset do we bring to it? So for example, Seattle says everybody watches movies, and he says some people watch it just purely for entertainment. Some people might notice the social messages in it. Some people might criticize the lack of social messages in it. Some people will see into the director's, you know, intentions in making a movie in such a way. So, you know, there's many ways to view something, and it depends on how that mind is able to hold that information. Yeah. So Seattle says that's why there is, when we meditate, we need to have the intention to understand the way nature is. And if we have that intention, then that will drive the wisdom. So if the intention is just to have a calm mind, we'll have a very different result from if we do want to understand more about the way nature is. So that's, so although everybody's being mindful, the intention of the mind, it directs the wisdom, and that makes a difference to whether wisdom comes into the awareness or not. So that's why Seattle says we should be intelligently aware or be aware with wisdom, whatever wisdom we have, because Seattle says it's not just about following instructions blindly. We need to bring out what's inside of us to truly do justice to practicing the Dhamma.
Thank you. And I didn't say it this last time, so I say it now. So it's nice to see all of you three here again. It's like seeing three old friends. So my question is that I noticed that when there is something difficult coming up, I get very interested, like what's this, and to understand what's happening. But when there isn't anything difficult happening, I find it much more difficult to get interested. Yeah. So how to get more interested about non-difficult things?
Okay. Seattle says, when you use the word difficult, Seattle says, whatever we don't know is a difficulty for us or can pose a difficulty for us. So Seattle says, so you have to ask yourself, what don't I know yet? There's many things that we don't know fully yet, right? Seattle says, you can ask yourself, what don't I know yet? Do you understand impermanence fully?
Dukkha, anatta.
Do we understand dukkha fully? Anatta fully. You know, Seattle says we can't practice the theory, but we can check, right? We can check how much do we understand of it.
Object.
What is an object? Which is the awareness? There's all these functions of mind at work. There's the mind that feels, the mind that notes, the mind that remembers, the mind that intends. He said there are all these different functions in the mind that are at work together. Seattle says, can we notice them at work? Do we see the difference in their functions?
No, I told they say that the DA.
Seattle says every single function in the mind has its particular flavor and characteristic. You can see, you can notice that, you can, you know. Seattle says, when we practice the Dhamma, there's kind of like a sort of path, generally. Seattle says, the first stop sort of thing is to begin to recognize, they call them the specific characteristics. So the specific characteristics are, it's like the job description of each of those functions or minds. Okay, the functions in the mind or different types of qualities in the mind. For example, what's compassion like? What's aversion like? What's perception like? What's feeling, Vedana like? So just these different qualities or functions in the mind, just knowing the specific characteristics of each of them. So that, for example, we won't mix up compassion with aversion, thinking that if we have compassion, we'll feel terribly upset that somebody is, you know. So when we see clearly the job description of each of the, that's a specific characteristic. And when we are familiar with the specific characteristics of the mind versus the specific characteristics of the body, okay? He says then we get closer to the general characteristics. The general characteristics are anicca, dukkha, and anatta. And they are general because they encompass everything, every phenomena that is experienced. All are anicca, they are dukkha, and they are anatta. In and of themselves, that is a characteristic that they all hold.
Everything holds those three.
Everything is those three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Last time, Saido told me to look at my aversion towards my ear condition.
Yes.
It's roaring.
Yes.
That I hear.
Roaring.
Well, I tried to do it. I haven't seen much. I haven't learned much yet, so I don't have so much to report. The only thing I hear it clearly when I'm in bed. So I was, he told me on Monday evening, my awareness was still pretty fresh, I would say.
Yes.
I went to bed and I decided, okay, I don't care if I'm not going to sleep.
Yes.
I'm going to stay here awake all night.
Yes.
If I need to, I just want to have a look at this aversion.
Yes.
And I waited and waited and the roaring didn't come up. So it was very strange. It was like, wow, why isn't it coming? Because I always have it. When I lie in bed, it didn't come up. So I was waiting, and after a while, I gave up and decided to sleep.
Yes.
But the day after, so yesterday, I started, I say, okay, I really have to investigate aversion.
Yes.
And so while doing city meditation, I brought up an image. There is something really I'm very aversive to. I really So I looked at it. And okay, I didn't see. I just noticed the feeling. That's it.
Yes.
And then at night in bed again, I said, okay, now I do it again. So I wait for my roaring, and the roaring came. So it was like again. I could hear the very pretty clearly. Yeah. Perhaps not. I mean, it was like. Perhaps, I don't know, but so my question would be, was it like, because I mean, that's a physical condition. It's not that something, I mean, I think it's a physical condition. So the fact that the second night somehow I heard it and it was clear, was it because somehow the expectation sneaked in that if I am aware all the time, I'm not going to hear the sound. That's the question. I have no idea. I mean, perhaps, I mean, it's just, I don't know. So that would be my question.
Tu, ko ni a shen pia pyo re, ei atan, tu wa nara ma atan mien su ni re li, ei de kama, ko nara ma wo ne o ne de lu be. အဲ့တော့ပထမမန္တိမှာသူကရက်ဒီပဲပြောတယ်ဒီအရှင်ဖျားပြောသလိုပဲသူဒေါသကိုကြည့်မယ်ဟိုမကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုကြည့်မယ်ဆိုပြီးလှမ်းတယ်မပေါ်လာဘူးတဲ့အဲ့အတန်လည်းမပေါ်လာဘူးဒေါသစိတ်လည်းမပေါ်လာဘူးသူအချိန်ပဲစောင့်နေတယ်ထူးစောင့်နေတယ်ဘယ်နဲ့မပေါ်လာတာလဲဆိုပြီးတော့နောက်ပိုင်းစိတ်လျှော့ပြီးတော့အိတ်လိုက်တယ်တဲ့အမနေ့ချင်းပြောပါအမနေ့ကသူကဒီဒေါသစိတ်ကိုတော့နားလဲရမယ် like that. The daughter said, "Go shoot, shoot, shoot! I am low, shoot, pee, I am low, bono." Now, when you are ready, I love to ready, bono. Every half hour, I need to shoot, man. So, poor, poor, la, re, re, shoot, re, re. But you, since I re, re, man, you are my poor, la, re. Dinia, I did it. How you do sound name? My poor, la, lo, tena, say, jump, pian, poor, la, la, la.
Man, you are doing what? Man, do you?
อะเต็งไล่ชาโลเพิ่นกระบาวบ่จาโลบ่ทมันเนี่ยล่ะกระบาวบ่จาโลตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัวตัว sure. Yeah, not that he can tell for sure. He said, but, you know, maybe on Monday you were looking for it so much that you didn't see it. And, you know, on Tuesday, well, you know, if it's something that is actually a physical condition, if it'll be there, it'll be there, you know. He said, so, but he said it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Essentially, if you could sleep by being mindful and accepting, then that's great. That's all that matters.
Thank you.
Because sound is not a problem, right? Yeah.
The other part, perhaps just briefly. So the fact that in any case, I have at this point, my aversion towards my condition, I don't think is that strong. Yet. But so the fact of conjuring up images of aversion while doing, well, I'm okay. I'm just trying to look at it. Is it okay?
Lolo zero tu di accenio tu te. ไอ้ ปอ มา ตู เต้ มัจ้ายเต้เส่งมาผิดเตอูทินเน่เด้ไอ้ชุโลชุเสียมาชิวบ่ติชเอาดีดีดอดาโอชุผิดอ๋อโลติชาหาเรไอ้โลพอบรอชุดายะลาเด้
ยะบ่
Yes you can
Thank you I actually don't have anything to ask today
Okay tu paslo mere din mesia mashiu re Okay
In the morning, when he meditates. So not so it's a easier. But on the afternoon or after that, when he walk meditates, then he feel some tough in here.
Tightness. Tension, hardness.
But when he walks, it's head. But when he sits, it's tension in here.
Okay. When I change bam pure, nearly change the tie in the matine, the lunch hour bam, oh, that's the tie in dinner, nearly change.
Tie
in dinner, lunch
hour dinner.
So he only has tension when he sits. When he walks, it's okay.
Yeah. When he does sitting meditation, is he trying to focus very carefully on something?
Evening.
Yes.
Afternoon.
But he meditate just like in the morning.
Just like in the morning.
When I got time,
so Sarah wants to know, even in the morning, the way he is focusing, is he doing it very carefully to try and what object is he looking at? Chanting Malola.
Meditate Vipassana. When he walks, he knows he walks. When he sits, he knows he sits. But when he sits, when we were in September or October in Myanmar, in Panditadharma Center, and he practiced that Mahasi practice.
Yeah.
So now he's doing the rising falling, the farm self.
Rising and falling, yes.
Mm. Well, the mind relax or not?
Normally, when he doesn't think about rising or falling, then it's smoothly. But when he think he can't focus on that, so then the breath is interrupting or something.
Sorry, I didn't understand that. Normally, when he...
If he's not focusing.
If he's not.
If he doesn't focus,
it's difficult to breathe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Difficult to breathe.
Yes.
Better to be not aware of the breath.
Yeah, so don't do the farm step. Don't watch farm step. Just know he's sitting. And he said he does chanting. Siadra says, does he still do the chant?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But if he doesn't focus on rising and falling, then he thoughts wandering.
Choose another object, because choose our attention, sitting, touching like this. Don't try to aware the person for him.
Big teacher, don't you know?
It will one and look at him.
Yeah,
look at
him. Place, what object he can...
Touching, floor.
Like his, sitting, you know, he's sitting, he can sure feel.
And touching. And other things, sound also can, temperature also can, other objects.
Here he said there are lots of noise. So
noise.
If noise,
sound.
Yes, sounds. Yeah. I'm sorry, sound. So if he hears sounds, much then he can he cannot focus.
Don't, sound is not outside. Sound is here. Just you aware you are hearing.
Tu cannot focus about what the cha ayo mo tu ayo no tena. Tu atang ayo no meten.
That whatever you know here, just know.
He says that hearing the birds singing, it's just all the time.
Yeah,
and
you can aware the object as an object. Sound is as an object. Use, you can use sound as an object. They always come and go. Come and go.
Thank you. And I have a problem. I often have memory cut off, and I some yes
you forget things.
Yes, forget. Yes. And I don't know how does it happens, but when I forget things, and then I replay what I was thinking, and often I remember it, but I don't know why that happens, and how to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
When does this happen? Like when your daily life, or just in sitting meditation?
In daily life.
So you're doing something and you suddenly forget what
yes.
you're supposed to do.
Yes.
But when you think about it, it comes back. When you think about it, you remember again.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably because you're very busy and maybe a little bit stressed, Siara says. So you're thinking about many things. Siara says it's like a computer, you know, if you have many windows open, it slows down. Yeah, so the mind is doing trying to do too many things at the same time. So sometimes it loses track of what it's doing now. So yeah, it's like even like talking here, if you know, Siara says if he's listening to somebody and something else distracts him and he pays attention, he loses. He doesn't know what that person is saying anymore, so... Or sometimes he wants to say something, and if he's distracted, he forgets what he wanted to say. So he, you know, so the flow of what he wanted to say, it stops.
Yeah.
And you have to try in many ways to remember what it is you were trying to say earlier. Sometimes it's gone. You can't remember anymore what you wanted to say. You know, so this happens. It's normal.
This is a normal process.
If the mind is busy, yeah, then this is very normal to forget what we... Or we're too eager to do things and then...
So how to prevent it?
You can't prevent it.
Yeah.
You have to you know, if the mind learns to do things one at a time and be calm and not want to do so many things at the same time, just focus one thing at a time, then it'll,
one by one.
It can finish things one by one. So don't multitask, do things one at a time. He says you can, if you practice mindfulness every day and the mindfulness is much better, the mind is much more present. Seattle says then the mindfulness gets faster, you'll find that naturally the mind can hold more information and can do more things calmly, yeah, without getting in a hurry. Getting in a hurry also makes us forget.
Yes. I learn to repeat mantra, mm-hmm. and it's my habit, yeah. that I repeat mantra. So I wonder if combining mantra repeating and meditation, is that a good combination, or only mindfulness is enough?
You can recite the mantra mindfully. You can do the two practices together.
Right?
Yeah, so the mantra helps to quiet the mind, and the mindfulness helps the mind to be aware, and so that wisdom can grow, so that you can do them both at the same time. Yeah, so try to see how you can use this creatively.
Thank you.
Thank you. My question today would be like guidance with the mind, what is middle of the decision-making process. Mm-hmm. And the noticing that mind, there is wanting the wisdom arise and know the answer, and then there is is that English word aversion, but then like can I trust this, like what is the word of that, like
doubt,
yes, okay, can I trust this? And like guidance with the practice in the middle of the decision-making process.
Yeah.
Information. So Seattle says there's no easy answer for that. It's not something you can do right away. He says if when you see greed, Seattle says then you just have to watch greed, because it's only when greed is less that there can be more wisdom. Wanting wisdom a lot, if it's a greedy type of wanting, is also not helpful. It doesn't allow wisdom to arise, right? Seattle said that as far as like in the middle of the decision-making process, there's very little you can influence right there if you don't have a practice that's established. So he says you have to practice consistently every day, you know, so that there is the practice has power to support you when you're in the middle of a decision-making process. And in the beginning, Seattle says,
you can't help everything. You can't make everything right. So you still have to learn from experience. Sometimes we have no choice. We have to make the decision. So you try to keep your mind as calm as possible. You try to have as little greed as possible. You try to have as much information as possible to make your decision. And then after that, you're still learning. If you make the right decision, you say, okay, so this was the right information in this way. And maybe you find out more information that could help you for the future. And then if you make the wrong information, okay, I didn't know this information. Next time I know what sort of things I need to know. So it's a continuous learning process. But in between, you must still be mindful.
The whole day, you have a lot of small, small decisions. This is a learning process. You need to learn about any decision to know about how your mind thinking, what motivation, and you decide. Most of the time is a craving or defilement is decision, then this may get wrong. Only wisdom can evolve, then your decision become right. So every day you have small, small decision also to notice.
Thank you.
So I'm noting this need to meet expectations, like external expectations, and it helps me to notice the aversion which this need creates towards like my natural mind, my natural habits, because these are not what I am expected to do. For example, you know, here the thinking and so on, right? So that's why.
Thinking?
Well, the thinking mind, right? I know that I'm not expected to be in my like normal state of being. I have this, maybe slight diversion to explain. So on last retreat here, it was also like awareness practice with my friend. At some point she said, you know, this moment that, okay, now let's try to be more natural, right? And I had momentum of awareness, and but I had problem with this naturalness, right? And was recognizing that this is natural. It didn't feel natural, right? And I started to inquire, why is it not natural? What's my intention? Why am I here on this retreat? Why am I doing all of this? I realized that, like digging back, that I, like at the moment of starting this retreat and switching to English, I created like a personality of good meditator, of someone basically like a fake persona in a way, that kind of knows that it has to be kind and gentle and you know this kind of meditative me, kind of. Well, not meditative, it's just like a creation of craving, right? Fabrication, basically. And this is why, and this was the source of this. Any understandings I had on the previous retreats, they all had this ring of there was some problem underneath, something wrong, something fake, So now on this retreat, I remember this, and whenever this need to meet some expectations or some imaginations of what I'm supposed to learn here, I it's easier to recognize this, right, and come back to normal way of functioning of this mind, right, mm-hmm. And.
Lolo zero makom de udame tu tu aholo sapiore dima atwara tu seka apien ba tu pa ma expectation shira o tu phesi pebo chusa re seko tu mien ne ehi ha tu Piani sati lesra tua aima tu nane anau ko yawa tu atei ma tu takha phit de ha di ma tu sakhan win no the bawa cha cha ni so ro tu sait the ma the bawa cha cha ni bo chou sa le chi ma da the bawa ma cha lo khan sa le ai chi ma tu ba twei lai le so ro tu a sakhan win english saka pyo de tu a english saka the bawa pyo da ma ho a lo english saka pyo do a phin tu ho yogi so de pon san phan lai de de sait ka ho ko 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 yogi pon san phan pyo tin pya de lo be de အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်တဘာဝမကြောက်လို့သူခံစားရတယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့အဲ့ဒီစိတ်ကိုမြင်နေဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်လိုက်ဖို့မလိုဘူးပေါ့အဲ့ဆိုရင်သူတဘာဝစိတ်ကိုပြန်ရောက်သွားတယ်တဲ့ဒါမှလည်းပျော်တာပျော်တာရှိသွားတယ်သူ
So yeah, so now it's I'm more and more allowing the mind to naturally notice, and I'm allowing myself to kind of manifest my natural behaviors, like noticing. It feels like distracting to the like good meditation student, but like noticing the animals and just being like in so all this like spontaneous behavior. And from time to time there's this understanding, little understandings happen, which I love, because they clearly don't come from craving, which is this moment where the mind notices like a glitch in the matrix, and like a spider goes somewhere very quickly because it's very interested about some pattern that it's been seeing for many, many times. And it's like obvious, it's very like unexpected, this moment, right? So for example, on a last retreat, I had this moment when I saw there was a sign, there was a leaf, and there was a cloud, and my eye switched between them, and then my mind the there was this like sudden interest of the mind, and then it noticed the muscle responsive for the focusing of the eye, how much identity and craving is there in the focusing. So when we focus internally, there's also the focusing of the eye, because it's like the eye is so like primary sense, right? Yeah. And there's so I'm so much kind of invested in this muscle. I mean, there's if I can feel how it's working, there's this kind of staring and a lot of different behaviors. Okay, so this is the unexpected kind of understanding that come just if I allow them.
Yeah.
So I allowed to each time the thinking mind arose, my typical kind of wandering mind, I just allowed more and more understanding to just to happen, awareness to just work by itself, work it out. And I was noticing more and more the heaviness, the burden behind the wandering. This like force that I'm kind of like forcing myself to make something up to me, to... Because this thinking is usually connected with the expectations that I will have some conversation later, right? So sometimes when I imagine that I'm on like a lone island and that there's no one else, that the thinking stops, right? So it's kind of the social function. But anyway, it was... So the mind was seeing different aspects of this thinking, right? And I then I saw that it's something is missing, and then I remembered this kind of like a trick I came up with off retreat, which is sometimes to try to be mindful, watch something with this like separate mind, separate person that's watching, but then try to like be completely lost in this activity, mindless, like now let's get back to the sense of self, like, and let's do it with the sense of self, right? Because
but knowingly,
well, not even knowingly. I mean, yeah. Well, it's hard to say, because so what happened actually is that I tried to do to be as to feel as much sense of self as I can, like, and there was of course momentum, right? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to say at that point whether it's knowingly or not, because there's momentum behind, right? So ideally, the ideal version of this is like to try to really go all for it and try to completely not know, just to be just try to feel, how does it feel to be, to have the sense of self and be kind of oblivious to reality. And so I introduced this, and I tried very hard to be this me walking and lost and trying to remember, how does it feel after all these days of practice, right? How does it feel? This, okay, let's forget all the practice. How does it feel to be me, to be like forgetful and so on? And I couldn't do it. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. And that was, you know, and then I realized that it's whenever we introduce some kind of like we practice something, it comes with a baggage of things that we are supposed to do and things we are not supposed to do. And there's always the sense of insecurity that I cannot do this one forbidden thing, right? And in this case, it's the sense of self, right? So I was always in the back of my head. I had this notion that
forbidden.
That's French, of course. But I had this notion that I have to, well, I have to stick to the right view. And because I don't understand it, right, there was this separation that I have to be somehow separated, which is in the practice, like, I have to be this, like, separate mind watching the rest, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I know it's mixed up, but probably maybe not just for me. And once I saw this, I felt that there's nothing that I like, I'm home everywhere, because there's nothing that even I can let in the sense of self, it's like always the awareness is like always, it's safe always, it's like, as you know, this feeling of like I'm everywhere, I'm in home, I don't have to make any effort, any you know. So this is very, 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 like a huge, huge relief, right? So then I tried to just maintain just this memory that, whatever happens, right? Whatever happens, it's fine, right? So, long story, sorry. So
non più wavi. Mm? Se non più wavi. Tu tu fi ro tu tu nyan chang pyo tu ro chao da ba nyan le so di ti khaw tu shin pya le tu phit da nyan go. Tu tu pyo le ho tu sait tha ma ho belo khom le. Kaung kaung ma pyo da ma. A yi na ma chi ba tu ta mat tha le ha o. Upama di ha lowa ma ma lowa wo elo myo ta mat tha re ha re ne patat bro da mat naw pai tu pyo re di ai sait de myin lai da ba wa phit twa re ma la da ba wa cha wa re ba so da ba wa ma cha le sait tin ni le sait di lo ni ya me ho lo ni ya me tin ni le sait ko myin da ba wa sait ga cha wa da ba wa cha wa bi so yin ne tu a ta kha tlin ma tin mat phe na nyat ni phit de de upama tu pyo re tu tin na yogi a ne ne tu a account ni twei ma chi ya u lai lai ma chi ya u bo da mai di lo ma thain chou phan ne tu a tu ne ne spontaneous people pay lou lai yin ne a la so yin tu a tu nyan ni win la ne de a lo tu example to khu pay da tu ai ta yak ka de tu sign board to khu twei de a yue le to khu twei de away ma tu tain twei de de sit ka de di alou de khana khana lou ni da de ai chein ma di dabaw wa o myin lai da bo no sit ka di takhu takhu o chi bo tu focus lou wa da di focus lou wa re ha re tu yauk tyet chi myin lai de de sit ka di myet si the ya ho bo lo khon ma jwa ta takhu ne tu a lai bro focus lou wa da mae ai focus lou da nga a myai ba le de nga chi chin lou nga ti chin lou အဲ့တော့အပြင်ကြည့်တာတွေမကောက်ဘူးလေအထဲထဲကိုကြည့်တာလဲဒီငါအတွင်းထဲကိုတည်ကျင်လို့လိုက်ပြဒီဒီချွတ်သားဆိုတာဟိုမျက်စိတွေမကောက်ဘူးပေါ့နော်မျက်စိနဲ့တင်စားပြီးပြောတာပါဆိုတော့မျက်စိနဲ့ကြည့်နေတာများလို့ရတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကစိတ်ရဲ့ချွတ်သားသဘောပေါ့နော်စိတ်ကအဲ့လိုအာယုံစိုက်တာ nga amyai pa ne re so ra tu myin lite de re a tu ba set pyo le so di ngai ne patat lo tu aku tadi a shin ya la bi de tadi ya tu a tu a lou lou ni de re a tu sin sa de re di nga nga yi ya lou ni de so ra re tu sin sa chi de re di nga yi lo tu kaung kaung na ma le u na bro tu tin na re tu sit ka tin tha de bo no di instruction เนี่ย mà ngài อยู่ khóa ไปแล้ว ติ ya mae bo no right view แท้ ya mae สรุป lụt lẽ mà không sợ mà không mồm rồi, đam mê tu 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 sẽ cả thiên nhiên rồi, bọn nó, ờ rồi tu sinh ra rồi đấy, ngài đi ngài yêu, à bị ngài yêu, à bị quên giá bây giờ, ti chỉ lại mà bọn nó, ngài nên lâu đã ti chỉ lại mà, sau đó tu thế bây giờ tu lâu chỉ để đấy, tu ăn ào ào ra, lâu lâu mới ra rồi, à cứ ngài yêu ti này đấy, ngài thế mà cứ 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 phèo bây giờ bọn nó. nga lâu chen de lo lo pho chô za ra ma ya u le ta ti ya niya da ga ma pa ni de le ai chein ma blu khan za le so ro niya da ga ma ein yau ni de lo be le a ye ma chi u le nga be shi shi nga be ma shi shi ho blu be phi phi ti bi ro lo ne niya da ga ma sit ka lo chong ni de lo a lo pyo le phe
call ro ai lo we lo bo
yes so just keep being aware like that. Yeah, there's no, like, don't have an idea of what the instructions mean, so long as there's a way, yeah.
Yeah, but it's because now I'm on the other side, so I'm, today I'm trying to be, well, I'm just allowing this kind of natural me, and it feels strange because it feels like as if there's no awareness, but I just keep in mind this memory that I'm, it's like everywhere. It's actually there probably, but it feels much different.
So that was an insight, right? And while the wisdom is strong, the sense that awareness is present will be there, Seattle says. But when the wisdom weakens, you will lose that sense. Yeah. Yes, so that's inevitable and normal.
So now I'm trying to play with this balance where, like, staying in this place, I know that it won't last for long, and then I will probably try to, I will have to again make some effort and actually fabrication, because it's not that like that we are not fabricating anything in this path, I think, right? It's not, yeah. Right? Yeah. So the raft is always fabricated, the raft of the, you know, the Dhamma.
Yeah.
Because yesterday I was thinking about how Saido said, mentioned that this is like the shortest path, right? So this is there, this is like this very like controversial notion in the Satipatthana, that this is the direct path, like. And I was wondering, what does it mean? And does it, why is it the shortest one? And I said that maybe this is because we are not fabricating anything, like getting everything as it comes, but it's not actually true, right? Because we have to fabricate this for five faculties and so on, all the wholesome, there is effort, right? And there is some, so I'm trying to be as natural and as... kind of unwholesome in a way, me, because I know also that it's going to be much more helpful outside, right? To I want now to work on the ground zero, on the rough level, to learn to get up and fall down from the very bottom, right? Rather than, you know, enjoy the state that I know that I only will be able to sustain here on the retreat. I'll just see how it plays out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tu ha pyo ra di athomu ho athopho chosa ra di ma ho aim ma lo ni pi lo athopho chosa ma re ho tu ha tamadhi ya lwe re thin ne a lo di ma khana le be ya re tamadhi myo ne ni me asa bo no tu aim ma tong lo ya re ha myo di ma dabawa cha cha le ni me ho pyo ma so yin na na pa pa akudor shi me re da ma di dabawa sait ne bo no ni pi lo belo tadi tha ma le pyo cha ne pyo cha belo lo pyan tha ma le so ra a ra then you both choose them.
Yeah, love it.
Yes. So long as you're practicing.
Now it's harder to tell.
It's harder to tell. Tu ko tu atone la amto la yo khen ni le ba so tu ha ho ho pong sa ma ho daw le the bawa cha cha ne ti bo chu sa ne le so
ni atone la ba
if you are knowing you are practicing the rest is irrelevant.